Welcome to The Good, The Bad, and The Batch. I'm Julia.
And I'm Becca.
We're best friends and lifelong Star Wars fans, and this is a Star Wars narrative analysis podcast.
It sure is. And this episode, we're talking about Rookies as part of our special Clone Wars miniseries here.
I am very much enjoying our special Clone Wars miniseries.
I mean, it's just an excuse to watch Clone Wars, which we don't need, but like...
No, and we were doing it before.
Yeah, we were. I really like our little rubric. I think it's quite fun.
Oh, I do too. And like, I'm very happy that like, I made a version of it that's on our Tumblr if anyone wants to go find and fill it out.
Go check that out. Feel free to rate Clone Wars episodes for yourself if you so desire.
And tag us if you want to.
Just a little refresher if you didn't listen to our last... And our first Clone Wars mini episode, otherwise known as a mini-sode, we have a fun little rubric that's 5 points. The first one is fun. Did you have fun? And then creativity. How novel is the plot? Did it introduce any new characters? Was that fun and creative? Our third one is just Star Wars. How Star Wars is this Star Wars episode? Is it camp? How camp is it? Art? Any fun art aspects to this one? And our bonus points, which in parentheses I put, he's a 10, but... But in this case, I think bonus points just serve to kind of fuck up our whole rating system.
Yeah, no, and which I really like having a sort of rogue element in here because I feel like it really adds to the sort of silliness that we wanted to bring to this series.
Yeah. It's a little fun thing.
To this Clone Wars mini series about a show, Clone Wars, that is inherently pretty fucking silly.
Yeah.
Until it's really not.
Yeah.
But
no, it gets there for sure.
It gets unsilly very... Not even very quickly. It takes some time.
It takes some time, for sure. But yeah, all those categories are out of 5, and then our rating is also out of 5, but the total is the average of all of those.
Correct.
But yeah, there's a little rundown. Rookies. It is the, what, fifth
episode? I cannot believe we didn't look this up.
I feel like I just know.
I can give me a second.
Yeah.
It is episode 5.
Yeah, I was going to say. You brought this when we were watching it. You're like, it's our first clone episode. I'm like, I technically think Ambush, which is the first ever episode of Clone Wars, is the first clone episode.
Yeah.
But this one is like first clone only episode.
I said that and then we talked about it and then I realized kind of, I think, a good distinction there, which is it is the first episode where our actual main characters become the side characters in this story. Like,
yeah.
Ambush, I think, is different because it is a story that features clones, but it is not about the clones.
Well, it's heavily about them in the sense that, like, it's kind of setting the tone for the whole series.
Yeah.
But it does have to do with, like, the greater sort of, like, Jedi political situation.
Yeah,
I feel Yoda is there. And
the fact that Yoda is there and he's kind of, like, the reason that we're seeing that story.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why it's less of like a clone centric episode to me. And I think Rookies kind of like starts the haha pun here, the domino effect of haha, that's a reference to later.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you don't know,
get out. No, please stay. Please stay.
No, please stay. Please stay. It's a, yeah. You'll
need
get
you.
It. You'll understand. It's
we'll
really
get
not
there.
That secret.
No.
I'm sure everyone knows.
You can Google it. That was a dumb thing to say. Anyway.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I really like this episode a lot. I feel like every single time we watch it, which I feel like I'll throw it on, you know, somewhat often, I always enjoy it. Like, I think it is genuinely a fun episode that is, like, it has good characters. There's fun lines in it. There's some of my favorite lines. Like, I like the way that the characters interact. I like kind of like the plot is, I think, kind of it's set up in like a fun and funny way. Like, I like that the intro like kind of narration is like so much shit's going down in the galaxy, and then what we have is like these, you know, schmucks who are stuck at like just like a radio station essentially.
Yeah, I really liked the like typical Clone Wars intro and then like nothing happens here.
Yeah, they're just
We're
listening
just
to
here.
The radio.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah. I hate my job and
I
my
think
life.
The little radio is like quite a fun aspect to jump into our first category of fun.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah.
So do you have any, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed this episode.
Oh, I think it's a lot of fun. I'd probably rate it like a 4 out of 5 for fun. Or maybe a 3.5. I don't remember what I
would say
the last
4.
One.
I, you wanna say 4? My thought is I don't necessarily want to go back and look at like what we gave the previous ones because I don't necessarily want the rubric to be comparative episode to episode. It's just kind of like, you know, what we're feeling.
Yeah.
It's a rating each episode all itself. But I like a 4. I think this is a really fun episode. I like that it's like a single episode too that is a fairly like, you know, fleshed out story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I think is kind of like a fun concept. Do we want to keep rolling? What about creativity? Do we think it's creative?
I actually do think it's quite creative. I mean, I have no idea how the like process for creating these characters went. I mean, this is their second episode, and I don't think we get any more episodes about these specific clones until the next season, because I think season two starts on ARC Troopers, and then there's that whole arc of like them.
You're talking about with Echo and Fives.
With all of them. We see Cut Up, and we see like in the, remember we see them in the past. Like before they graduated.
Yeah, yeah. No,
military school.
I think there is, there are more clone centric episodes in the first season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with these, I think, specific characters. Yeah. So like, I don't know if they planned on like having, I don't know if they wrote all of these characters' stories out before they did this episode.
Yeah.
But like, I just think that they're really well done, and like I think they gave them really interesting characteristics, like even if they didn't mean for these characters to continue on so far. I mean, fucking Echo is like,
yeah,
you know, he made it all the way to Bad Batch,
I know,
and
I mean,
like even more still, maybe, like,
yeah,
he's not dead essentially.
No.
But yeah, like I love that they're like, we need like a nerd one that's like into the reg manuals. And then we need one that's like, fuck all that. I'm just like, you know, I like big guns and like I listen to the radio.
Yeah. And you have Fives, who's, I don't know, Fives.
Fives is fine. He's just got a lot of fives in his name. That's
what
makes him special.
That's his whole shtick. Yeah. No, I think it's really fun that like, I mean, like kind of our little tagline for the creativity part of the rubric is like how novel it is. And I think like by the fact that it is kind of our first clones, completely clone-centric episode. I mean, there are little tidbits with like Obi-Wan and Anakin and like Grievous and stuff in this episode, but like largely the plot is about these other characters.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but those tidbits mostly are for like intrigue, for like,
yeah,
oh no, no one's coming, no one thinks anything's wrong,
like, yeah, exactly, yeah. It's like I feel like it really,
I love that one, yeah, little bit where where it's like they're really up a creek without a fucking paddle, and then like it smash cuts to like Obi-Wan and Admiral Yularen is like, they should have checked in like a while ago. And Obi-Wan's just like, if there's something wrong, Cody would, he would say something.
Yeah.
And then it like smash cuts back to them, and I'm like, oh no,
he has so much faith in Cody in such a specific way. Like, I really like those parts because I feel like they essentially color these other characters, and I think like it is a pretty novel episode in the fact that like we have these characters who are all the same guy, but we're somehow making a way to like differentiate them from each other, and like also in these little snippets with different characters like color their relationships in the greater like scheme of the Grand Army of the Republic, like,
yeah,
you know, and what's going on. They have like, honestly, the stuff with the droids I think is pretty fun in this episode too, because like they do that whole thing where they like masquerade as a clone trooper
that,
and
bit
like,
is so fun, honestly.
I don't know, like I think they just, there's a lot of fun, interesting stuff in here. And there's also stuff that gets said in this episode never makes a return.
No.
Like, also the big eel wormies I really like.
Yeah.
And, like, I think there's just, like,
love a creature.
Love a creature. That's something that comes up in our Bad Batch episodes a lot. I'm just, like, very into the creatures in these shows.
As you should be.
As I should be. And then there's just, like, such a killer fucking line when, and this is my favorite thing, that like when people going forward kind of retcon something being more emotional than it actually was. So Heavy, no, it's cut up.
One who gets eat by a worm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is cut up. I always, there's a fifth member, right, who's droid bait, but he dies in the past.
I think he,
in the way past.
Yeah.
That we don't see till later. But I love when, yeah, cut up just gets like chomped by a worm.
They're so nonplussed about
they're
it
so
they're
nonplussed.
Just like, well, he's gone. Anyway, then, which, like, fair, what are you gonna do? But also they're not just like, they're just like,
is it Fives or Heavy that's like, what was that? And Echo just goes, that was an eel.
Like, he's like, that's why they tell us not to go outside.
Like, I love the way that he says that line. Like, it's really funny, and it's so funny to me that like later on they're like, damn, yeah, our friends, like, you know, they died, and like, you know, Fives has like the eel on his helmet to be like, he ate my friend and I'm sad about it. I was like, you guys were not bummed when that happened.
None at all.
Undisturbed, really.
They were like, well, onwards and upwards. Anyway.
Nothing we can do about it now. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good episode, and like, I don't know, we get to see like Cody and Rex, I think, one on one for the first time, and they're really fun together, and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
They are fun. I think this is kind of their, as much their sort of like intro, and like we get to see how they work together, and like, I mean, they're kind of like, I'm not gonna say they're proxies for Anakin and Obi-Wan, but like they are
kind of
the, like, you know, they work for them almost directly. So
yeah,
like there's a little bit of that.
I think like,
yeah,
my favorite thing too is that you can tell so early on that they didn't necessarily have like a huge grasp on exactly how these characters should act and interact. Mm-hmm. Because I love that we have that cutback to Obi-Wan and Anakin, and Anakin's being a little shit and he's like, well, you know, Cody cares so much about the rules and regulations or whatever, like trying to get a rise out of Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan's like, I don't give a fuck.
He literally uses that to segue. He's like, speaking of rules and regulations, we need to focus on this.
Yeah.
And Anakin's just like, okay, fine.
Like, I like that it is supposed to be that like there's a more rules oriented one. Yeah. And then there's like the other one, yeah, I guess, the more action-based yeah, one, which is a very like Obi-Wan and Anakin, Cody and Rex. Like, yeah. But I think it's really funny that in the actual episode, Cody and Rex do not really act like that.
Not totally.
Like, I think those characters get developed later, which like I well, really like.
You have a little bit of it where like they first get there and they're suspecting something is weird with this guy.
Yeah.
And Rex just fucking shoots him in the head.
I love that
Can
part.
You imagine if he like takes the helmet off and it's and it, just a and clone? It's a clone. And
I think
like,
about
oh,
that
shit.
Every time.
It's so funny.
And yeah, it is like, it's kind of funny that Rex in that matter is like a shoot first, ask questions later. But I think it's really funny that later on when they meet the Shinies, the other clones, Rex is like all business. He's like, you'll address me as captain or sir. And it's like, I'm Rex, you know?
I feel like
and then
I
like
took
Cody's
that,
just like, I'm yeah, your new boss.
He doesn't really say anything. He kind of does, but doesn't.
He doesn't say it with any sort of like sternness, I guess.
I feel like it's because like Anakin and therefore Rex kind of had this idea of like, well, we're just kind of like one of the boys. Like we're in the front lines with yeah, you and like, you know, we're, you know, and Cody's just like, I'm the commander. I'll
He's
be
like,
I'll
I'm,
be here. Like
I'm
I've
your
got
boss,
sort of a, you know, a bird's eye view of this whole
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
So like it does, but it yeah, doesn't, you know.
I guess that makes sense of like Rex is the one giving them commands. I mean, Cody does too, and Cody is also kind of in the fray, but I guess he is like a higher station and therefore probably wouldn't be like as
He's like, you take care of this,
hands-on.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them. I love their relationship, and I think it's fun that we kind of get like this little first piece of it.
No, I think it's fun. I think it's creative. I'm gonna give creativity like a
3.5. 3.5. Love to see it.
It's not the most creative, but I do really like the little like radio. I like the like using the liquid tabana. I think that's quite fun.
Yeah.
I think the all the droid stuff is really fun
mm-hmm,
and creative. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Star Wars. How Star Wars-y?
I think this is pretty
I
fucking
think it's actually
Star
a
Wars,
pretty interesting conversation considering like up until this point we really didn't have something exactly like this in Star Wars. Like again, kind of like a very initial
but as like a
episode
but as like a novelty at the time, I think it really does merge with the universe really well. Like
yeah,
you have all these lines that I think like we get our classic like I've got a bad feeling about this line in this one, and like I don't know, I do really like the I know I keep talking about the radio, but I just think it's so fun
yeah that they have their own like
radio station, the GAR
for
radio
the Army,
station
yeah,
yeah. and like I don't know, I think coming back to the droids again, like I just think that kind of shenanigans is so fun.
Yeah, I feel like it has it's really rife with like kind of fun one-liners and stuff too, like especially like Anakin and Obi-Wan, like
yeah,
I like that effectively at this point they're relegated to like the funny side characters in this episode because
yeah,
like every time we see them they're just either talking shit to each other or doing absolutely nothing. And I think that's so great honestly. Like there's that one where Obi-Wan comes up to Anakin, he's like, have you slept at all? And
yeah,
he's like, I'll sleep
when
we,
I'm dead
when we catch Grievous
yeah,
or whatever. And it's like, okay, so you're gonna be waiting kind of a while. And
yeah,
then they're like, anyway, bye, back to our episode.
I do well it's like and but those conversations add suspense to like
yeah,
what's happening because they're like, oh, they don't really know that what's going on, they don't know they're in trouble. But it also is like setting up that like Grievous is trying to, you know, attempt to attack Kamino.
Yeah.
So like it serves a good purpose. It's not just like why
yeah,
are we seeing
no
these
and
guys?
I do think that's actually kind of an interesting point because I do often forget because this Rookies episode and the ARC Troopers episode are kind of distant, but like
yeah,
the point of them attacking this relay is because they're trying to get to Kamino.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily like say that super loudly, I think.
I mean,
but
it's like implied when their sergeant comes in and is just like, this is a really important station because it is like the gateway
yeah,
to Kamino.
And, Z,
like,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, okay, I'll jot that one down for
yeah,
later.
Yeah.
5 minutes later.
Like, yeah, yeah. And then it's like a season and a half later.
Yeah.
Almost a whole season later.
Almost. Yeah. I would give this a solid 4 for
Star
being
Wars?
Star. I think it's
yeah,
pretty
I think
Star
it's
Wars.
Pretty Star Wars-y. I also think like, I don't know, I think like it also should get like essentially an honorable mention in the Star Wars category for like starting a thing that became so Star Wars.
Oh yeah,
like
absolutely,
we have entire shows about clones now.
Yeah, like, truly an inception.
Yeah, It's kind of crazy. Art, I guess that's kind of my department. And I wanted to mention with Rookie specifically, we have a fun thing that happens very early on in Clone Wars, which is some fucked up stuff happens in the art department, not the actual art department, but in the sort of realm of art.
Yeah.
Which is, there's a part of this episode where the rendering is fucked up on
honestly,
Rex and Cody.
I think it's really fun and charming to see stuff like that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh, this used to be such a fun little, like, just like a funky little show that no one really watched except for like some kids, maybe.
You know, and if you needed to rush it and something got messed up, like, it was okay because it's only, it's like some shots of Rex and Cody. It's when they're, on the like landing deck and they're fighting all of those like assassin droids.
Yeah.
And they're like hiding behind boxes.
I think
and
the
every time
light, like something happens.
Yeah.
And,
every
like,
time we flash back to them when they're hiding or like behind those boxes, the lighting is messed up. And so it just looks like their helmets are very, I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
Go look at it.
But I totally do remember like certain parts of yeah. like season one Clone Wars episodes where it's like, oh, well that, like his whole like, you know, dress portion of like the bottom part of his armor is like gone.
Yeah, with Anakin.
Yeah.
I don't remember what episode that's in. There's like stuff missing. There's stuff that's like colored incorrectly. My favorite is that like there are episodes where the music is too loud.
Yeah.
And you can't hear what's
the
going on.
The mixing is bad. Yeah. In this episode too, at the very end when they go to like salute Rex or whoever when they're joining the 501st, like something is fucked up with the animation where their arm goes from their side to like out lightning quick
and
they kind
the
of jiggle a little
way.
Bit
yeah
and like yeah like it's I'm like oh something happened there
yeah they also look like they turn like,
yeah
on their position ever so slightly like it's a little they're like I don't know there's some loose problem there but I yeah it's like one of those things where it's like you wouldn't really notice it unless you'd seen this a bunch of times which like obviously we have
yeah.
But yeah no it's I think it's actually fun to see the fact that like I don't know not everything was super super polished and like you know in our Bad Batch episodes I talk about a lot like how much I like the art in that show and how gorgeous it is. And like, mm-hmm. you know, everything, like there's point where like water is like insanely realistic
yeah.
and like the rendering on things are gorgeous. The backgrounds are painterly and like beautiful, you know, but it is kind of fun to see like the origin of that and be like, yeah, it's not always perfect. And that's cool because the show still rocks. Like it doesn't
yeah.
like harm your experience watching
no.
this episode.
Cause it's really well created. Like the story is good, the character's good, the dial is good, like it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Any other art?
No, I feel like I it's hard with some of these episodes because it's like what there's nothing particularly spectacular, you know? It's like this yeah. is a pretty utilitarian episode. Sometimes
do
the lighting
talk
is messed
all
up.
About like the background art in some of these bits where like to characterize like these boys as like soldiers.
Oh yes, we talk
attention
about
to detail I suppose I'll say
a lot
yeah.
is that you'll notice a lot in Clone Wars episodes that there is just like pinned up sexy Twi'lek art which I think is kind of hilarious for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
I feel like, and here's absolutely what it was, because we see this, we see it's like fuselage like World War II style
yeah.
art
yes.
and it's always like a sexy Twi'lek which is challenging.
Because IRL it would be like a pinup girl.
Yes, it's like a, it's supposed yeah. to be like pinup art.
Mm-hmm.
We see that literally on, I think it's Plo Koon's, one of their dropships, in that like squad. But you see it all the time, like in people's ships. There's like magazine covers.
You see it
up,
a lot in
posters.
Is it Hidden Enemy, the one with
yes.
the clone? Where
yeah.
They, yeah.
There's a bunch in that.
A bunch.
Like a
in
bunch.
That. Yeah.
And it's so funny to me because it absolutely was their army boys.
Yeah.
What is a very easy characteristic to show that they're in the army? And obviously, it's like all of these like sexy pinups of women. Because that's kind of like a very, at least I would say,
well,
in the U.S. understanding.
It makes like, sense because it like kind of harkens back to this like World War II understanding
exactly.
of like, you know, brothers in arms and whatnot. And like, yeah, it's very like irrecognizable to us as
yeah.
like people who live in the 21st century
yeah.
America.
Yeah.
But like, it's so funny because it's like, what do you think is going through their heads? Like, they're just like, I don't know, we just do this. Like, are they just really horny or are they
yeah.
like, or are no, they like, this is what armies does?
No, and that's like always why I laugh about it, because I think it's so funny to me, because like, and we, and this is an insane topic to just throw in here, but surely they did not make these boys able to procreate.
Oh no, that would be a crazy
that
oversight.
Seems like
crazy oversight.
Like, when it comes to like the gene
they didn't
pool.
Even plan what they were gonna do with them when they were done with the war.
Like, it's already bad that there's like a billion of the same guy entering
yeah.
the universe
with no special skills.
just a regular man. But like the fact that like if they could also procreate and they can make more of the exact same dude, like there's going to be an issue generationally with the fact that people are sharing too much DNA.
Yeah. No,
anyway,
fully.
There cannot be any way that they're not.
So it's funny to like, I guess maybe it is like on a weirder, deeper level, like a nod to like they have independence and like they are just like full guys that are just like,
I guess,
have needs and wants and shit.
But also I like to think of it that they remember like us armies in history and they're like, oh, this is what army does, right? You have pictures of sexy lady, right?
Yeah.
And right?
This,
like
this is just how two asexual people understand this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, people just do this, right?
This is
part
this
of
is
like
just
what
like,
you do, right?
This is like, oh, I've seen other
you,
people
like
do this.
It,
yeah.
Right?
Like- I just think it's genuinely really funny the thought that they just were like, this is what we're supposed to do, right? Like, this is what army guys do.
This is
army,
do?
Right?
This is army, right? I'm an army, right?
Maybe they are really horny and they love, maybe you know, the in-universe really version of Playboy or whatever, which is gross
to really
think about.
Weird to think about, yeah.
Anyway, some fun little flavor they randomly put in the background.
We can
with,
also count that in the bonus points.
Well, why don't we give art
category.
Art? What's mid? What's like reg?
Three.
That's fine. Yeah, I want to talk about
2.5 is true mid if you want that.
That's fair. Three is fine.
Yeah.
I guess we can do 2.5.
2.5.
We're on a 5-point scale. Bonus points. I have a lot of bonus points to assign, which is great because last time I had none. but there's a lot of great shit in this episode that again never sees the light of day again. Number one, they call their helmets sunbonnets, which
never
we never
again
hear
we
again
hear that.
We have the one and only swear in this,
yes,
which to be fair,
this
I feel
is like deep Clone Wars fan lore. I feel,
yeah, this is something that I think about a lot. And I am so upset that
because
we don't
when they
get...
aired this on fucking Cartoon Network, yeah, he says heck instead of what
we
the
didn't
hell
even explain the situation.
No, we didn't. Sorry.
Okay,
I jumped
so,
the gun.
It's that part where Cut Up gets got.
Yeah. They're like, should we be out here? Or like, is it okay? And they're like, well, the eels. And they're like, nah, we've never seen an eel. And then it fucking comes out of the hole in the ground and eats Cut Up. And then I don't remember who yells it, but someone goes, what the hell was that?
Yeah. Which I feel like at this point I don't count hell as a swear, but
no,
like it's the closest
27.
We can, because we're 27, because we're adults. But like it is the closest we get in the show to someone actually swearing, which is something I want so desperately.
Let Obi-Wan say fuck. It's my new petition. Our new petition.
2024.
Yeah.
But that is like something I love. I love someone just screaming what the hell in the middle of this children's TV program. What you were saying was. When it aired,
because I noticed this because I was a child.
because you were a child?
I was in middle school, I think.
That's a child.
Yeah, that's a child. Certainly not an adult. But I remember because it aired on Cartoon Network, I remember they would always say, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
But when I like bought the entire first season on iTunes when that was
normal
still something to
do.
And I would watch it and... On iTunes, they say, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And I think it's really funny that to this day, it has maintained its presence on Disney Plus.
Yeah. When I pirated the first season online, it was what the hell. So I don't know what the... I guess it was only the TV aired version, yes, they changed, which I think is hilarious.
Well, it's funny because somebody
because where
says
else are you putting
what,
that?
Someone says heck later
no,
in
No, and
it
this
too
is what I wanted to talk about. Because
yeah,
that happens. And then we cut over to Rex and Cody,
yes,
who are in a firefight on the deck above them. And then Cody goes, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Which makes you assume that Cody doesn't swear. Other people are allowed to do it. It's not a world without swears. But like Cody refuses. And I think that's great for him.
It makes sense.
And that's like one of my favorite things in this episode. Because we always laugh at the what the hell part. That it's just like, how did this get past so many people into this show?
Oh, fully, yeah.
But then I love immediately having it be like Cody is like, what the heck? It's like, oh, so you're just like kind
what
of...
What the H-E double hockey stick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like a little boy about it.
Yeah.
I love that. That's one of definitely a bonus point. I love that this is the one and only time, I think, that... Cody says Rex old boy. He calls him old boy. I just think that's really,
yeah,
cute. I love those two guys. Think they're great. Besties, BFFs, lovers, who knows?
Who's to say?
Who's to say, really? That's definitely his boss. It's fine. Don't ask me about it.
Hey, that's HR's problem.
That's not my problem. I'm just here to enjoy the show. Yeah, what else? I don't know. Do you have any bonus points?
I'm willing to give bonus points to the... I mean, I think we should include the fuselage art.
Yes,
in fuselage the bonus art. Points.
Yeah.
And
pin,
like
sexy
fun,
pinup ladies. Yeah.
Fun radio with the weird android lady.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know why. I'm just fixing it on the radio.
I
think it's
love,
a fun introduction. It's.
I feel like it's a great little like world building thing too. Great. That like for like story stuff, because we talk about all the time the sort of like concept of showing not telling. I feel like that it is kind of like a very fun way to show and like color your universe, because like, oh, you know, they have their own like military radio station. I love that she gives like a shout out to like the, what is it? It's like the mud jumpers of the 244th or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's fun that it's like there's people who are like calling in and requesting songs and like,
yeah,
you know, dedicating them to certain people. And like, I think it kind of like, I don't know, it's funny to me that it kind of makes this world feel like this military has been around for longer than it actually has.
Well, I think it's just like a testament to like how huge it is and how big a power the Republic has.
Yeah.
Which is like something I don't think people really like think about until like later when we start kind of questioning, like, is this good?
Yeah.
Is this right that they're doing this? Yeah, no, it's all very consistent world coloring, world building.
Well, yeah. World building. Yeah, no, I like it a lot too. I'm trying to think of, I don't know, I love Obi-Wan and Anakin taking pot shots at each other.
It's so funny. I mean, when are they not? Honestly?
When are they not? I love that they're just petty and shitty to each other. It's great.
You want to give bonus points like 3.5?
3 point. You want to do 3.5?
You want to go 4?
I kind of want to go 4.
Okay, let's go
just
4.
Just because it was fun. And again, like, we don't have to, you know, compare it to other episodes. That means I have to do math now.
Just pull your calculator up.
Hold while I do math. Okay, so tally is in. Seems that it came to a 3.6 out of 5.
Cool.
I feel like, I can't remember what our last...
That's almost a 4.
That is, well, it's slightly... It's slightly over halfway to a 4. That was a dumb way of
saying
that.
That's what almost means.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, so I think our last episodes of the Malevolence, I almost said Marvelance. The Malevolence arc, I can't remember if it got like a 3.5 or 3.9. I surely enjoy Rookies way more than I enjoy Malevolence, I will say, though.
You know, we were feeling in a terrible mood.
Maybe we were. Time. I don't know. I guess because it's 3 episodes and maybe there's more to give to contest with. I think I like Rookies better than Malevolence. I don't know how you feel about that.
Oh yeah, well, it's hard because like it's just a single episode, but like I think they do so much better in this episode. Like they do more. Again, I'm such a fan of like really concise like environmental showing not telling and like, you know, all this stuff, which I think they do pretty well in this episode.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, you don't have to slog through like 3 episodes of
yeah, of just like the same plot.
It's hard because we also watched Malevolence like a few
twice
times.
Yeah,
so but no, I mean, I
hey, yeah, the numbers aren't,
it's
don't
a funny
lie,
silly little rubric.
It's
okay,
not serious.
So it's not serious. This is a good episode.
Yeah, it's great.
3.6 is fine.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
3.6 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Nice and average.
Nice and average. It's a little over half.
It is a little
slightly
over half.
Slightly over, slightly almost 5. What did you say?
It's slightly over halfway to
4.
Apparently it's,
I was like, it's almost 4. And you're like, well, it's slightly over halfway to,
because
4.
3.9 is almost 4, I guess.
3.6 is almost 4.
You can round both of them up to 4.
Yes,
which is
because
the important
it's
part.
Above 3.5.
Yes, I know.
Which is almost a 4.
I love having us two, not gifted at math people.
Let's talk about Derrida and the
and
complications
language.
Of language.
We could talk
Star
about
Wars
Derrida
episode.
More probably than math in general.
Anyway.
Anything else to say?
No. Good up.
Good up. Always a good up.
Yeah.
Well, until we get to a bad up, that is.
It's hard because we're like picking our like more favorite.
I feel
ones.
Like we should do a bad one in there.
Sure.
But I don't want to know. Maybe I can put a poll on our Tumblr or something. Like which bad episode of Star Wars we should review, of Clone Wars we should review, I should say. Because there's like kind of
bad
a
bad episode of Star Wars opens it up quite a bit.
No, because I'm
don't
not
make
be
me watch the sequel trilogy again.
Because then we're just going to watch Rise of Skywalker and I don't want to watch that movie.
I don't
again.
Ever want to see that with my eyes ever again.
I just not unless I'm in a really specific
drunk
mood. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's the mood I was referring to. Thank you.
Shit-faced.
Yeah, shit-faced drunk. charitable.
I do feel like this episode weirdly holds a, not weirdly, but it does hold like a special place in my heart, just because it's the introduction of like such incredible characters that mm-hmm. carry on for so long. And yeah. like, yeah, I just like, yeah,
absolutely. 100% agree.
So with that.
All right. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll be publishing the next part of the series September 2nd, where we will be reviewing The Lair of Grievous. So tune in for that. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and also on Instagram and Tumblr at The Batch Pod. And while you're here, if you could leave a review if you like the show and let us know what other shows we should cover.
So if you like story
and you like Star Wars,
then tune in for the next episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Batch. Bye!